Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back, G-Bag Nation, here on 105.3 The Fan. It's a Micah Parsons trade Thursday here in the nation. And we've been reacting to it. Just had James Slater on at the top of the hour. We got Pete Doherty, Green Bay Press Gazette, joining us now here on your home of the Cowboys. Voice Expressways brought to you by the on-time experts. And a good evening, Pete. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me. I'm really curious how this is going down down in Dallas.
Yeah, you know, it has been a wild day.
Not good, Pete.
You know, I think most of us didn't think this was even possible 24 hours ago or even 8 hours ago. So it happened quickly, and we're not exactly thrilled with the return. What's the reaction been like up there in Green Bay? Are the Packers the favorites now?
You know, that's a really good question. I saw their odds dropped a lot, but I thought I've just kind of been skimming stuff, and it sounded like there were still a few teams that had better odds of winning it. But this should boost them a lot. I mean, obviously, it's created a huge buzz around this team. You know, stud player, pass rusher, you know, second most important position. Just reading the tweets of other media, you know, I think everybody thinks the Packers have done well here, and I'm just kind of going through that myself, and you know, I think they got a decent deal. You know, it's comparable to what the Bears paid for Khalil Mack a few years ago, but as that deal showed, great for a year and then not so good after, so you never know for sure how these things are going to turn out. But yeah, there's huge buzz around about the Packers now.
Yeah, you know, I think one of our curiosities is, what are the chances the Packers are bad in either one of the next 2 years, bad enough to give the Cowboys great value? You know, I guess the expectation would be, if healthy, those picks will fall somewhere between 25 and 32 or so.
Yeah, I would think the odds of getting, I mean, even without Parsons, I think the Packers were going to be a good team. I was going to predict them to be probably 11-5, you know, even though they have a tough schedule. You know, they've got a pretty good roster top to bottom. They were just short on really elite talent. All of a sudden, now they got, you know, one of the, I don't know, five or so best defense, you know, one of the three or five, four best defensive players in the league. So, you know, that changes that. So, yeah, I think their odds are really good now. I'll have to think through about what their, you know, what their record might be, but all I know is when I saw the news, I just went, wow. I just didn't think in the end that Jerry Jones would trade a star player. He hadn't really, I don't really count Herschel Walker as quite, you know, as his quality of player. I just, he had never traded a player of, you know, one of his true, true stars, I don't think, Eddie.
No. What can you tell us about Kenny Clark, the defensive lineman that comes to Dallas in this move?
Good player, good guy to have in the locker room. He's a defensive tackle. He's really good against the run. He was a decent pass rusher for a lot of his career. Now he turns 30 this year, and he's got a lot of miles on him. I think he might be entering his 10th season. He was really young when he came out. So some of his pass rush is starting to diminish. But I don't know how the Cowboys were at defensive tackle, and if they needed help with their interior run game, he will definitely help them there. Good player, just, you know, starting to get a little older.
Do you think Green Bay, Pete, would have, if pressed, been willing to give up even more than the 2-1s?
I don't know. 2-1s and Gary's a lot. This does take a bite out of their inside run defense. They've got two small, you know, light off-ball linebackers playing kind of on the inside there with Quay Walker and Edgerrin Cooper. So this will take a – they might be more vulnerable in there now. I don't know if they'd have given up more. I was thinking, you know, I was actually talking with somebody today, this morning, and texting with them, and I was wondering if it would take the 2-1s and Rashawn Gary to get the deal done. Now, I don't know for sure that the Packers, you know, wanted to give up Clark but not Gary. Maybe the Cowboys were okay with not taking Gary because I don't know how they feel about their other outside rushers. But, you know, Gary's a pretty good outside rusher, and I wouldn't put him in the great category, but he's pretty good. So having him and Parsons on the bookends, you know, now that's got to be one of the best, maybe the best outside rushing duo in the league.
Hey, Pete, brought us here, man. When I call you and tell you these things like 2 weeks ago, you need to kind of listen to me, don't you think?
Yeah, I did. I believed you the whole way, Brian. I honestly didn't think Jerry Jones would pull the trigger.
Well, Pete, terrific reporting on it. We thank you so much for your perspective out of Green Bay tonight. I guess congratulations for getting to cover a team with a significantly better chance of fielding a great defense now. We'll admire from afar.
Real quick, if you don't mind, what do you think of what the Cowboys got? Do you think it's okay what they got, and that those draft picks give them a lot of flexibility for moving around in the draft or get good players, or do you think that they just, you know, gave away a great player?
I think it got personal. I think Jerry's ego got involved a lot, and you know, if you look at the Cowboys' draft history, anytime they're picking after about 19 or so, it does not go well at all. So, you know, I'm assuming players like Mozzie Smith and Tyler Guyton is probably the players that are going to be drafted. But I do like the idea that it gives you some flexibility to move up in the draft if, you know, things don't go well with Dak Prescott, which now seems more likely than ever. If you're playing from behind, if you don't have a great running game and your offensive line is only average, I think this could be the beginning of a significant rebuild for the Cowboys, you know, as much as they go kicking and screaming towards a development like that. They don't like
to rebuild. We're bitter, Pete, because you guys keep kicking our ass in the playoffs. Now we just gave you our best player.
Hey, who knows? Maybe Arch Manning ends up in Dallas in a couple of years, right?
Hey, maybe.
Could happen. I guess that would be a satisfactory conclusion. Pete, appreciate your time. And Cowboys presser coming up in 1 hour, by the way, if you're interested in checking that out.
Yeah, very interested. Thanks. Thanks for having me on, guys.
There he goes. Pete Doherty, Green Bay Press Gazette.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.